Scholastic Audio presents Rainbow Magic, Book 2, Amber the Orange Fairy, by Daisy Meadows, read by Kate Simses.
Cold winds blow and thick ice forms. I conjure up this fairy storm. To seven corners of the human world, the Rainbow Fairies will be hurled. I curse every part of Fairyland with a frosty wave of my icy hand. For now and always from this day, Fairyland will be cold and gray.
Ruby is safely hidden in the pot at the end of the rainbow. Now, Rachel and Kirsty must find Amber the Orange Fairy. They don't have much time. A very unusual shell.
What a beautiful day!
Rachel Walker shouted, staring up at the blue sky. She and her friend Kirsty Tate were running along Rainspell Island's yellow sandy beach. Their parents walked a little way behind them.
It's a magical day, Kirsty added.
The two friends smiled at each other. Rachel and Kirsty had come to Rainspell Island for their vacations, but they soon found out it really was a magical place. As they ran, they passed tide pools that sparkled like jewels in the sunshine. Rachel spotted a little splash in one of the pools.
There's something in there, Kirsty, she pointed. Let's go look.
The girls jogged over to the pool and crouched down to see. Kirsty's heart thumped as she gazed into the crystal clear.